Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for April 2026. It is titled, False Apostles. It takes a lot of swagger, over-the-top, arrogant swagger, to falsely claim to be an apostle. This is the kind of strange fire swagger exhibited in Leviticus 10, that resulted in fire coming down from the Lord and devouring the offenders. Leviticus 10. This is a kind of wicked self-promoting swagger exhibited by Korah and company in Numbers 16, which resulted in the earth opening up and swallowing them whole. It is no small thing to claim to be an apostle. The apostles were Christ's personally chosen representatives, through whom the New Testament revelation was given. John 16:13. The church is built on the revelatory foundation given by the apostles and their close associates, the prophets, with Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2 and 3. The apostles were special. Number one, let me give you 7 reasons. Number one, the church was founded upon them. Number two, they were eyewitnesses of the risen Lord. Number three, they were personally chosen and appointed by Christ. Number four, they were authenticated by unique sign miracles. Number five, they spoke with Christ with absolute authority. Number six, all New Testament truth was communicated through them. And number seven, the 12 have an eternal place of special honor, as seen in Revelation 21:14. Yes, the apostles are still with us today, but they are all false apostles. False apostles have been a problem from the very beginning of the church age. Paul, in defending his apostleship, essentially wrote the whole book of 2 Corinthians with a major premise of exposing and denouncing false apostles. He calls them, quote, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ, 2 Corinthians 11:13. In Revelation 2:2, Christ commended the Ephesian church for exposing those who claim to be apostles and finding them to be liars. This is commendable before Christ. They need to be exposed. The word apostle literally means sent one. The true apostles of Christ were unique. As Christ's authoritative representatives, they brought forth new revelation and had their ministries verified with special signs and wonders. There are no more apostles. There is no further inspired revelation being given. The Bible is complete, and the apostolic age of verifying sign miracles is past. Yet, today we have men like, quote-unquote, Pastor Bill Johnson of Bethel Church in Redding, California, who claim that the office of apostle is still operative and, in fact, sees himself in that role. In this, he aligns with what is loosely called the New Apostolic Reformation, NAR. Otherwise known as the third wave. The first wave is connected with 20th century Pentecostalism. The second wave with the charismatic movement that followed. And the third wave is the NAR, which seeks to normalize that which is apostolic. The universal mark of NAR is the promotion of what is called the, quote, fivefold ministries. Supposedly, in our day, God is restoring the office of apostle and prophet in conjunction with the other giftings listed in Ephesians 4:11. Bill Johnson fully endorses and promotes the ongoing fivefold ministry of Ephesians. The NAR is not an official, quote-unquote, official organization, but people like Bill Johnson, who is a promoter of the fivefold ministries, are coy about identifying with it. But clearly, He is a leading voice in these circles. Bill is low-key about his position of apostle, but he also accepts it. He clearly recognizes that supposedly modern-day apostles are on the scene and that he is recognized as one of them. In the endorsement section of Bill Johnson's book titled Dreaming with God, might as well call it a nightmare, but anyway, his title is Dreaming with God. And in the book, one endorser says, quote, apostles are now bringing us a rendezvous with the perfect day as men like Bill Johnson forge a path of revelation that is brighter with each book, end of quote. Well, the book being filled with egregious errors speaks for itself. Thought, many naive evangelicals sing the praises of false apostles and prophets when biblically they should be exposed as liars. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald earnestly contending.